A major breakthrough. Hey, that's interesting. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. A major breakthrough. Wow. Have you ever had a major breakthrough in your life? A coming awareness of something very special? Well, when you do, it's very exciting. It's very, very, very exciting. Now, I bought a new earphone the other day. It's called Jawbone. And then I listened to the video on the Jawbone, and it was very fascinating. It showed this fellow outside on the grass, and a grass blower and a grass cutter was going on around him. Noisy as you could be, you could not hear him. And then he pressed the clip on his jawbone so that it would touch his jaw and report what his jaw is speaking. And all of the ambient noise, all the noise from around him, disappeared. All of the noise of the mower and the blower were no longer there. And in a beautiful, clear voice, he was speaking, just because of the little earbud that he had on his head, called a jawbone. And as I watched the little commercial, I thought, gee, that's pretty terrific. Then it showed another scene of him in a car. And he's sitting in the car, and the radio's going, and the air conditioner's going, and all the noises, and he's talking to you, and it's difficult to understand him. It's difficult to interpret what he's saying. And then he reaches up, and he presses the jawbone button for the noiseless condition around him to be shut off. And it's like being in another room. He's talking only through the little jawbone, the little piece of plastic that touches against his bone on his face, his cheek. And his words are clear and sharp and beautiful. His report is wonderful. And all of the noise that's around him is no longer there. Now, what a charming breakthrough. Now, we've had this concept a long time. Astronauts have used that for a long time in speaking, because the noises that might be in outer space or in their spacecraft or in their jet aircraft have kept them from being able to speak very clearly. But now, with this jawbone type of gadget, which is being used in space and being used by the government, and now it's being used by private industry, and you and I can buy it, it's quite a wonderful breakthrough. What a major breakthrough in being able to be in a loud environment and have what you say, and what you say is what really is important, what you say come through. Now, they had another commercial which was kind of raucous, and it tried to show how beautiful it was, but in the process they brought up a lot of sexual in innovations which made the commercial less attractive. And so I went back to this young fellow and how he was using it in the car and out in the field. To me, that was a wonderful sales concept. A wonderful sales concept. Now, it's a major breakthrough. How can we use that major breakthrough to be what we want to be? Well, now think about it. People in the speaking industry, in the industry of recording and microphones and earphones and Bluetooth devices that go through your telephone, like this jawbone goes through my iPhone telephone or any other Bluetooth telephone I may have, and it works just beautifully that way. Now, why was it they wanted to silence the exterior noise? Well, because it's the speaking that they wanted to get through. The external noise, any telephone speaker, any telephone microphone, would bring that up very clearly and very beautifully. But they wanted to have a breakthrough on that, and so that that wouldn't be a bother. Now, they hadn't dreamed how complete the breakthrough would be. They hadn't dreamed how complete the breakthrough would be as it cut off all ambient noise. It cut off all the sounds that were around you and listened only to the sound of your jawbone through your cheek and putting it into your Bluetooth device. The person on the other end listening to you has no idea that you're out in the garden and the sprinkler is running and splattering on the roof, and that perhaps somebody is running a lawnmower nearby and a jet airplane is going past overhead and what have you. Because they only hear the little piece of plastic that touches against your skin, which reads your jawbone. What a wonderful thing. Now, the day will come. The day will come when they do it even better. I don't have the vision right now of what might be, but to play with it for a moment would be perhaps having a little button in your ear that receives your voice and sends your voice, and this would not be too difficult, and also hears what the person you're speaking to is saying. And it could all be just a little ear button in your ear, like a hearing aid that goes inside the ear, you know, just like a very simple little thing. Can you imagine that being a telephone inside your ear? You just reach up and touch it, or you don't have to reach up and touch it. You just say, turn on, and it has a device within it. When it hears the word turn on, then it turns on. When it hears the words turn off, then it turns off. When it hears the word volume up 1, volume up 2, volume up 3, it does just those things. Those are incidental. Those are totally simple things. Voice-activated things are common as can be, and they function. Over the years, they've been being developed, but now they function. Now, that little information could be in a little chip inside of this little piece in your ear that would record from your ear bone, not your cheekbone, but your ear bone itself. Maybe it needs the cheekbone. Maybe they haven't gotten past that from the ear bone, which hears perhaps everything, to the cheekbone, which doesn't only only gives out your voice. But that's another thought. We'll see what concept that might be. How wonderful these major breakthroughs are. And the major breakthroughs are because somebody stops to think about something. Somebody stops to think about how nice it would be. When Henry Ford first built the Ford, they were simple. They didn't have a radio. They didn't have lights. They didn't have, they might think they had brakes, but they had a backward lever and two forward levers, and they had a clutch that you could push in so you could put the levers back in for them. And then it had a lever on the steering wheel, which was the throttle that you pushed up or down. And the first cars were really quite different from what they are today. Now, get into a brand new Cadillac, a brand new Rolls Royce, a brand new Bentley, a brand new top-of-the-line car. And as you get in this beautiful Lincoln, what happens to you? You get in the car and you say, "It's Herb again," or "Herb," or whatever you taught the car to listen to. And I think, "It's Herb again, here we go." And then the car begins its gyrations. The seat adjusts to Herb's position that Herb appreciates. The thermometer adjusts to the temperature Herb likes. The audio-video activities turn on to what Herb likes, the meditation music perhaps. The throttle engagements are set to Herb's choices. the temperature of the seat, the driver's seat is set to Herb's choice. So many, many things are set. I do not own one of these luxury cars, but I have read a little bit about it and some of the wonderful things they can do. But now, somebody had an idea. Somebody thought, wouldn't it be nice when Mama gets in the car, she says, Mama, and the car adjusts for Mama's seat. And the car, Daddy, and the car adjusts for Daddy's seat. And Junior, the car adjusts for Junior's seat. Sister, the car adjusts for Sister's seat. It could be the name or the simplicity of those four words, but the car automatically adjusts. It's a matter of having a dream. How would you like it? Now, the car also has a sensor. If anything is behind the car, it tells you so that you don't bump into it. If a child is there, a bike is there, or a bumper is there, it tells you about it so that you can stay a reasonable distance away from it. And it has special lights. The lights dim when they see oncoming traffic, and they brighten when there is no traffic to be disturbing with. There's many, many things that go on, and it's very exciting. Just each one of these things was a major breakthrough. Each one of these things was a dream that somebody had. And each one of these things was something that somebody just let their mind wander into the infinitude of an attitude of how to do it. And the way was made known to them. And then when they thought of one idea birthed another idea, and then up with another idea, and still another idea, until they had a plethora of ideas that flooded their mind and flooded their drafting board, and they gave it or sold it or produced it for their automobile companies where they were designers and creators. How wonderful that is. How wonderful that is. Yes, we are at the major breakthrough forefront. And we are in the flow, each one of us. Now, you say, you might never have come through with your first breakthrough, much less a second. Well, you perhaps come through it more than you know, because your first thought would let you into a breakthrough that nobody else had ever dreamed of. Your first thought is the thought that you're thinking, but you let that first thought drift through your mind so that others come up with the first thought too, and pretty soon somebody else develops the light bulb when you could have done it. But that's okay. There's no problem. Like my son, Mark, who is a great inventor, a great master in working with aircraft, he developed many different things, and other people borrowed it from him after seeing it that he showed them, and he didn't care. And they went out and put it to practice and built it, sometimes in major industries. But I said, Mark, aren't you disturbed with that? He said, no, I got lots of them. He said, when I'm ready to put them into motion, he says, then I will patent them, and then I will keep them for myself. But otherwise, what I come up with, if I'm not going to use it, let somebody else have it and bless them. Well, this is a great thing too, you know. This is non-possession. And when you can have this non-possession, you can be sure that more breakthroughs come through more often for you. It's all a matter, truly, 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 of learning to listen to that first thought and sit upon it, incubate it, hatch it, and watch it come forth as a breakthrough that tickles your heart, that makes you feel magnificent. Try it and see. It works. I know it works. I do it all the time. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.